Kirby and Josh. Home Solution by Metricon, a fixed price home and land specialist.
Oh, glad to be done.
I don't know why you're glad. You've got no home to go back to.
Oh.
You, my friend, are officially in the doghouse.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, I have to let you know how that goes. I've texted her because it ended on a sour note. Well, you'll find out a bit more about it, but it didn't. So I was like, oh, I'll just text to make sure it's okay. No response.
Essentially, you've done something. You've gone and used yours and Kat's money.
No, this is my fun money.
No, it doesn't work like that. What's yours is mine now, honey. You've got a kid together. Gosh. God. I don't think she believed you at first. Nah. And then by the end, she came around to it and
did.
Thought, oh no, what has he done?
What else did we do?
Isaac Turner was in the house.
Ah, yes. Love that guy. The weekly quiz as well. Tell you what, we start strong on those quizzes and then he ends up like asking the most random questions.
The hardest questions. No one
knows.
Talk
to him about if a question has more than one answer, you can't ask that question. You cannot ask that question.
We finally got to the end of the coffee thief dilemma.
Yeah.
And we also gave away one of our great escapes.
Oh, what a moment. She deserved it. She was awesome.
She was excited, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she's going to have a ripper night tonight.
You can listen to it all right now here on the podcast.
So, did something a bit silly.
Well, I thought
irresponsible.
It was...
You did something that you shouldn't be doing as a father. You, my friend, will not have a bed to sleep in tonight.
Okay. Let me just take a step back. I was having a chat to Ben from Andy and Ben on the weekends.
Yes.
He said to me, do you want to buy a share in a horse? Because we both like to talk about racing. And not like that I'm a big gambler or anything, but I just do like the horses.
Yeah, and that's fine.
That's fine. I was like, yeah, sure. Didn't realise how quickly the process was going to take place because I've talked about buying a horse with my mates for many, many years.
never
come into fruition. Got an email today. He sent through the paperwork. Hey, can you send this off? Has to be in pretty quick. Bang. All right. Why not? Done. Didn't really negotiate the details of how much I'm paying for this, but I know that I'm paying for a share.
I saw this.
Yeah.
Because I walked over and was asked, what are you signing?
My life away.
Literally your life. I have looked down and thought, my giddy aunt, this boy is going to be in a lot of trouble.
So I hadn't told Kat, that's the problem, because normally I run everything past her.
This is what I don't understand.
Mm.
You have a kid together.
Yeah.
Everything should be spoken about.
Yeah. Okay,
you are trying to invest into your future.
Yeah,
you were talking about houses, like you want to buy another house, which makes a lot of sense. A house, if you said to me, yes,
could
I've got
the
this.
House.
A horse, no. I don't feel comfortable with this at all. And
well,
I wish I didn't know this knowledge.
Well, we're going to call her now.
No, you're going to call her now.
We're going to call her and get her reaction. Just let her know that she's invested in something great. All right, here we go.
Hello, Kat speaking.
Yo, it's me. How you doing?
Hey, I thought it would be you.
Yeah, yeah.
You are on loudspeaker
right.
With Kalana.
Just you and you. Is Mum there, around there?
No, she's with the baby in her room.
Okay. All right.
What
So remember when, you know, you got all those pots and pans? So like you said, we got all the pots and pans. Like we bought them for the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then when you bought all that stuff for Georgie, you said we bought all that stuff for Georgie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you bought toilet paper, and you said we bought toilet paper because it was good for the environment.
Yeah.
Well, good news. We just bought a share in a horse.
What? I mean, is this a joke?
No, it happened today. Just thought I'd run it by you, which I've already done, and it sounds like you're on board. So,
wait, I just bought a horse. Oh, bullshit. Shit. Yeah.
So, you know, Ben from the weekend?
Yeah.
So he asked if I wanted a share in a horse, and I thought we would want it. So.
You're not buying a horse.
No, I've already bought it, though. The share's already in.
No, you're
Why
not.
Are you discussing this? What's wrong with him?
Say hello to Herbie as well if you want.
Oh, hi, Herbie.
She said hello.
Oh, hello. He has signed papers. I've seen the papers.
Like, actually?
Yeah, he has signed. I've literally seen him sign papers.
Did you see how much it was, Herbie?
I didn't see that part.
Well, I hope.
$100.
It makes a lot of money.
It's an investment opportunity of a lifetime.
It's an investment in pet food.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's.
Of 3 wins the series.
3-pointer.
He got the shot off. Oh, my God.
With Geelong Super Cat superstar, Isaac Turner.
I really enjoy playing with you guys.
This is our favourite time of the week.
That is LeBron, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. It's Michael Jordan.
Oh, it's Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good call.
God, you guys, honestly.
Cut that out.
Hey, I'm not the B-ball guru over here.
No, that's true. Isaac is. Anyway, so this is the game where we put you both to the test. Herbie takes on Isaac. One apiece. So what will happen is I'll read out a category, then give you guys a letter, and you just yell it out.
Are we going to do a practice one?
No, I don't think you guys...
No, practice.
No practice.
Let's get straight to it.
I don't know what just happened to my chest, but I was like, whoa.
That's an anxiety attack going on.
Yeah, I'm stressing now. Alrighty. What have you been doing this week?
I've been practicing.
Right, here we go. All right, let's get off with this one. Name something you would see in space starting with A.
Astronaut.
That was a practice one.
That was a practice. No, that was definitely practice.
All right. One to Herbie.
Oh, man.
Obviously, first to 3. Name something you would see in an office starting with S.
Stapler.
Oh, I'm going to have to give that one to Isaac. 1 minute.
Well,
what were you
going to
say?
I don't know. I think I was going to stairs. You would see them.
Would see them. Would see them.
Would accept
sure.
it?
Well, yeah, would have.
Too slow.
All right. Here we go. 1. Oh, love it. Love the tension. Name a vegetable starting with P.
Potato.
Oh, is that a vegetable? It's a starch, but I'll give it to
it's
you.
It's a starch? Okay, well, if you...
No, sorry.
Is potato a vegetable?
I'm pretty... If you look into that little food pyramid thing, the potato falls in the vegetable category.
I don't know. We're going to have to check back
yes,
to that one.
Yes, a potato is a vegetable.
Dang it. All right, fair enough. Good call.
All right, 2-1. Isaac,
I don't think starch is even a category, to be honest.
Yeah, I
think it's got starch in it.
But do you know what? You had us both. So good job.
Well, you said it with confidence.
Oh, man. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Need this one.
I need this.
Something you would see in a movie theater starting with C.
Caramel popcorn.
Oh,
my God. What? Did you just read off of something?
Oh, wow.
What? Caramel popcorn.
I'll take that as an answer. Isaac, what are you doing?
I respect that. I don't know what's going on, but this is my last week here. Cause you
no.
So.
No. Come back.
No, I'm just joking. That
Remember,
was great.
It was a whitewash the first week, so you can come back from this.
That's true. You're right.
To be terrible.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. So.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. We've got a few more weeks to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Isaac Turner.
We'll get it done.
Looking forward to seeing you in action tomorrow night. Taking on the Tigers. And until next week.
Yep.
Go Super Cats.
It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Oh, yeah, nah, nah.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Yeah, mate, yeah, nah, nah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's wrap up the week with your thoughts on the daily topics, Herbs.
Keen.
Yeah.
Feeling positive.
Good.
Nothing's going to bring me down today.
You said that before.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great
and
then, yeah,
and
nah.
It all turned around within 3 minutes. All right, let's kick it off with this one. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Getting a tattoo of your boyfriend.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, no way. Actually, just don't even tell me if you've got a... Oh, just stop that.
Like the name or something?
Oh, if you get a matching one, if you get a name, if you get one where you like have half a heart and the other, they've got the other one and you join. Not for me. No, thank you. I just think that's so... Nah.
Unless you're 100 and you've lasted the test of time.
Oh, maybe. And then how stupid do you look when you break up? How stupid. I mean, it was fun at the time, but guess what? They're on you for life, even though you hate them for the rest of your life.
I think it's just people want to get... and because even if you cover it up, you know what it was covered. Yeah. You know, like, internally.
People know.
You know.
Those close to you know. So just don't get it. Maybe get a temporary one, see how that goes for a couple of years. Permanent marker.
So Jake, from Married at First Sight, this is what they're reporting. So he got a tattoo of his new girlfriend that he met after the show.
Yeah.
You know, the one that he's promotion growth.
Yeah.
Saying her name's Sophie, and then apparently they've split up now.
Names are so... Why would you do that? Like, I love you, we're great co-hosts.
Well, it's different,
co-hosts.
We're not dating though.
Yeah, but still, I wouldn't get your name. Even like... Cause,
okay, we'll see.
No. It's not happening, mate.
All right, having a barbecue.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I don't think I've ever said no to a barbecue in my life. Is there anything better?
Would you have a winter barbecue?
Of course
so
I would.
So like now, like if you're like, oh, it's a bit cold.
Nah, I'd put it on the barbie. Everything's better on the barbie. Oh my gosh, I love a barbie. And then you know when you're having a barbie, then that you can have a beer in hand. Oh, jeepers, I'm excited to finish. I love barbecues.
Okay, calm down. So Bunnings at Warm Ponds, I think it was, they're extending, so their sausage sizzle, on a Wednesday through to the weekend.
That is a game changer. You know what? Take a bow. Take a bow, because the only reason many people go to Bunnings is for their snags. Because you want to have a snag that's cooked on a previous used barbecue, and they've got all the flavour, all the juices. They taste so good. And also, money's always going to charity.
Yeah, you're
doing
a good thing around the community as well. Get one in on the way in and on the way out. Yeah.
Josh, I want a snag.
I'm actually getting peckish now as well. paying for followers on social media.
Yeah, nah. Just get some friends. That is absolutely ridiculous. People who do that, honestly, take a hard look in the mirror and just realise no one wants to follow you, so don't pay for them.
It was a big, big thing ages ago, wasn't it? So, I think when it first started, I remember people getting called out because all of a sudden they'd have like 20,000 followers.
And you look at their names.
You don't even know anyone. Yeah. I don't even know 10 people. Like, how did you get 20,000 for not even posting anything? So a woman over in the States, over in Miami, she jumped the gates at a high school and pretended to be a student at the high school.
Stop.
So that she would get more followers as she went up.
That is ridiculous. That is so stupid. But also, I guess, genius if you're that desperate for followers. You're going to get arrested, though.
And she did get arrested.
Why are kids in school following everyone?
Oh, it's just the thing to do.
Actually, check if you want to follow them. Don't just follow them because they're someone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good point. I love that. Herbie's actually handing out life advice. Once, you know, that's the best thing you've ever said.
Driving home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. What happened this week with Herbie and Josh?
Some important news.
This is important news.
Very important.
Welcome your host, Louis Zacca.
Welcome, Louis.
Hello.
Louis.
Like, you know, I'm picking up a real positive vibe from you guys today.
Thank you.
Really?
I'm feeling it too.
Herbie said I look tired.
I didn't say that at all. He just says it himself.
Jeez, yeah, she's like, oh, geez, rough night.
You look in a mirror and then you go, well, I can just say Herbie's saying this. It's like a thought in your head and you put my name in front of it. But, you know, go ahead with it.
Tell you what, it was an interesting week, wasn't it?
Tough week. Lots going on. Let's get into the questions.
Okay, all right. All business. That's fine.
No, have you had a good week though, Louis?
I have. Yeah, it's been good.
There you go.
Right. Well, enough chit-chat. Straight into the first question.
Let's get down to business. Good song.
Names is buzzers. Question has to be asked in full, by the way.
Yes.
First to three. When can we expect the overseas borders to open?
Josh.
I think Josh was in first there.
Mid-2022.
Correct.
Easy one, too, to get on the board.
Well, it's very broad as well, isn't it?
Would you have accepted just 2022?
Well, technically, you wouldn't have been wrong, so yes, yeah. I suppose I would have.
But I don't know. I think that's being very optimistic.
You do?
Yeah, I'm still not sure.
Maybe there'll just be lots of bubbles everywhere.
I hope so, but
we'll find out. Like a New Zealand bubble, but to many different countries.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe.
Question two, why do Cats fans need to leave early for the footy?
Josh. Issues with the V-line at the moment, and they're using buses.
Oh. Correct. Buses replacing trains.
I was so confused by that question, but then when you said it, I was like, I know that.
And you know what? I hadn't read that. It always happens.
Who are you picking tonight, Louis?
Oh, it's a good one. I want to go draw. Should I go draw?
Oh, no. Saints hate draws. It brings back nightmares. Yeah. Absolute terror in my head.
It's Cats easily, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. You can have your opinion.
We'll good battle. It'll be a good. It'll be a
you
good.
Hope so.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. It's always good to watch a
Friday
great
night
game.
Footy. Don't want to be wasted on the Saints.
It's happened before. Good Friday between North Melbourne and Saints. Ooh. Worst game ever.
You need this, by the way.
Oh yeah,
that's
sorry.
Right.
Okay, sorry. I'm just having so much fun talking between the questions.
Question three: why are Richmond upset?
Herbie. I just said it. Oh, I know it, but I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
We talked about it earlier in the week.
I know we did. Is it about
five,
their
four,
players?
Three.
The players at the club that got in a fight?
No. Well, they might be upset over that, but that's not the big news.
Oh, I've missed it then. I thought it was about
Rioli
and Bolton.
No.
Oh, they missed out on the man in the mark. I mean, the goal of the mark of the year.
Well, that's another thing. That's another thing.
Because
Collingwood, yeah, no, that's not what I was talking about, though, because Bolton took the mark of the round.
Yeah.
But Collingwood have rigged the poll.
Oh, really?
They jump on and spammed the online poll, and that's how it's decided. But the real reason...
That's good gear, though. That's really good. I love that.
Joffa, is it Joffa behind it?
Yeah.
They all jumped on the one hot spot.
All right, next one.
The real reason is because they got to play at Marvel.
Oh, we just heard that. They're not happy against GWS, is it?
Correct, yeah. Good luck getting 40,000 playing GWS anyway.
Yep.
Where did the Chinese rocket end up crashing into Earth?
Herbie.
Oh. Herbie.
I know it was in the water, and it was where MH370, they reckon, went down, close to that. But whereabouts is that? It's the middle of the... Atlantic. Give me a face over the sea.
Look, I'm going to pay that.
Oh, cool.
Well, it's Indian, but yeah, near where MH370, right. Off the coast of the Maldives.
Next question.
Back
I'll take
in
it. Just because it's my only one.
Why did the boss of Australia's cycling team get expelled from the Giro d'Italia?
Oh, no idea.
I'll say Herbie.
Herbie.
Quick.
Has he done a Lance Armstrong?
No, he ran over a cyclist.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay.
Have we got one more question?
Yeah, tiebreaker.
Here we go.
Who's got the better eyesight?
Herbie.
Oh.
Herbie.
That's your answer.
Thank you, Louis.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Some very exciting news from Werribee Zoo. I cannot believe it. We've got a new baby zebra. A little girl named Fala.
Oh, isn't she cute?
You and I have wasted way too many hours today looking at photos of her because she is the gorgeous, cutest little thing and I just want to have her in my arms.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we're very excited because a lady who's actually met Fala joins us now from Werribee Zoo. It is zookeeper Lauren Irving. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, we're doing so well. Sorry to take you away from looking at little Fala because I know it must be just addictive to see how cute she is up in person.
Oh, look, she's very special and she's got a very special story behind her as well.
So for those who don't know, Farrara, the mum, has had a bit of a difficult time over the last couple of years. Can you share her story?
Yeah, of course. So Farrara is a six-year-old zebra. She came to us with a life-threatening malignant tumour. So she's actually undergone three surgeries in her life so far to remove that cancerous growth that she did have growing there. Obviously, we worked really closely with her to help her get past this situation and introduce her back into the herd afterwards. And to see her as a survivor and out there with a little baby now of her own is such an important thing. And that's how little Fala got her name.
What an incredible... So what does Fala mean, sorry?
Fala means happiness. Oh. What we all felt when we first saw her.
Oh, I feel it now.
Yeah, I know. Because it's just an incredibly cute little zebra. And how big is she? Like, how big is she? Just looking at the photos, obviously can't really tell, but what size...
In comparison to
is
something.
She, yeah, and what size will she get to?
Gosh, that's a pretty hard question. If you kind of compare her to her mum, she's about half the height of her mum. She's basically all legs and zebra foal fluff at the moment. So when she's fully grown, she'll weigh around the 300, 400 kilo, or maybe even more mark.
Yeah.
At the moment, she's definitely under 100 kilos. But yes, all legs and fluff and running around and causing mischief for her mum.
And her dad's there as well. Is he protective?
He's very protective. He's a really good dad. Just before, actually, I was out there having a watch of Mum and Bubs, and one of the ostriches came over to introduce himself to the little baby Fala, and Malaka came zooming across from the other side of the paddock and says, no, you do not meet my daughter yet. He's being very protective of her and all of her mum and all the other animals. He's a very funny little dude out there.
Brilliant. And the good news is anyone can just come down any day and jump on a bus and go and see her.
Yeah, of course. She's out there ready for everyone to come and meet her. You can't miss her. She's the cutest little thing.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much for your time. Yeah, we'll let you get back and see the little bundle of happiness that you've got there on offer at Werribee Zoo.
Thank you so much.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Early in the week, Herbie, we learnt something about you. You're a bit dodgy.
No.
Bit dodgy. bit dodgy.
You have run with this and made it out to be the world's biggest issue. Yes, a tiny little crime may have been committed along the way, but it's not as big as what you made it out to be.
I just think that if you're going to, you know, hang out with my daughter, you need to set good examples. You need to have values.
I didn't know.
So if you missed it, Herbie stole a coffee from 7-Eleven because we get the Dollar Brews.
Dollar Brews. We're big fans.
By the way. Yeah.
Big fans of the Dollar Brews.
I like to change it up, you know. We want to support everyone.
Exactly.
Anyway, so you just ended up leaving without paying.
Yes. Well, because you'd set me up basically and said that this button meant something else. I wanted to try it out. I was like a little kid and get excited by the flashing lights. So yep. I pressed the button and I may have left with the cup still having some coffee in it.
So people were upset about it. They wanted you to go and pay for the coffee.
Yes.
Which is fair enough, don't you think?
They wanted an apology.
So today we walked up. Went past the bus stop there, Moorabool Street.
Yes.
Little Malib got there. You went inside and here is what happened.
Wait, I went inside. Remember how you said we walked up?
Yeah, that's right.
And then I went inside because you, as my very supportive co-host, just
cringing. I couldn't do it. I was like, this is so awkward. There's a thief and she's going to get arrested. I wanted a quick exit. Needed to. Anyway, did you apologise? You could just be having me on.
Well, find out. Hi. How are you going? Good. My name's Herbie. The other day I came in with my co-host and he accidentally, I thought he paid for our coffees, but he had paid for his and not mine. And so I just wanted to give that. And because there's a bit of interest, you can have another one.
Oh, cheers. Well.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Sorry for that.
Don't stress. All good.
It doesn't happen often. Okay, I'm not the worst. I'm not the only person.
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
Great result.
Oh, you. You haven't got me for not coming in with you. So not only are you a thief, Herbie, but you're also a fat liar. There's no doubt about it.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Get out and see Victoria this year with K-Rock's Great Escape.
Escape, escape, escape. Get away.
Geelong Bank, where we live.
Got to say again, I mean, we always say it, but thank you to Geelong Bank, where we live. Such a great thing that we've been able to put on and let people get out around Victoria, Herbie.
And some people are choosing to go close to the border. Some are choosing to go as close as Port Arlington.
Yeah.
Why not?
It's up to you.
Check out your backyard.
It's your Victorian escape. No one, you get to decide where you want to go. So we've had some great callers this week. Got a few into the draw right now.
It's time to call our second winner. So don't worry, there's two more chances, but this is exciting.
Yeah.
Because we're sending someone away right now. We're going to be calling Kylie. Let's see if she picks up.
Hello.
Kylie, it's Herbie and Josh. How you doing?
Oh, good, thank you.
Oh, that's good. We're just checking that you're around. Make sure that you haven't gone anywhere.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me I won. That's why I'm jumping up and down already.
Oh,
right, okay.
What would it mean to you if you did win then?
Oh, my God. It would mean everything. I need a holiday.
Why? What's going on?
Oh, well, at the moment we've got my daughter's 18th tonight and, you know, the rain and the setting up and everything like that. Oh. It has been very stressful.
Oh, right. And so are you worried? Is it happening tonight?
It is happening tonight. She's 18 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Well, she's not going to be the only one celebrating, Kylie, because you've won a great Victorian escape.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm in the bathroom doing my makeup at the moment, but that's why you can hear me tapping my feet. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Kylie, where do you think that you're going to be going for your holiday?
Oh, like I said the other day, somewhere nice and warm, maybe a Chuka Moama or somewhere like that.
Wow.
And have you changed your mind? Is your daughter going to be coming yet or we're definitely leaving her at home?
when I told her that I'd entered this competition, she said, well, you know, the Queen's birthday, I'm booking to go up to Echuca Moama, so I can just have the accommodation. Definitely me and the husband will need it after this.
Oh, well done. Well, thanks to Geelong Bank, where we live, they're going to give you a Victorian escape.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.